Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, your sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. Well, only in Psachim Daf Ayin Hei in the Oizvador edition, Perek Shmini in the middle of Alochoches, starting the third line from the top of Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Nazir Shenitmo Besofek Rishus Ayochit. A Nazir become Tomei in a Sofek. He's not sure, Rishus Ayochit, because we know that if it's Rishus Rabim in a public domain, so it with Sofek Tumo Lekulo. Any doubt in Tumo, one is not Tome. But here to Shusei Ochit, and he has a Sofek, he has a doubt. Ve'inu be'Pesach. We're not talking about Pesach. Pesach we'll talk about a little bit later. Rabbi Shai Rabba Oma Anozu Megaleach. Rabbi Shai Rabba says, if he has a Sofek Tumo, we consider it to be like Vadei Tumo. When a Nozer is for sure Tome, he needs to shave his hair, he needs to restart again his Nazirus. Also, by Sofek Tumo, he will shave his hair and restart his Nazirus. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, ain't a Nozer Megalech. The Nozer doesn't shave his hair because it's only a Sofek, and he holds that Sofek is not like Vadai. And Mimele, he cannot shave his hair. And he just acts Lechumro with not in doubt if he's a Sofek or a Vadai, he's going to have to count the days of Tumo and the days of Tahara before he brings a carbon. The Tanina Tamon, he brings a Rayo. If the Nazir shaves, so then he's chayav on Bias Migdosh. When you have a tumo that a Nazir does not shave on it, so then ain chavim alei al Bias Migdosh. You will not be chayav on Bias Migdosh. So the Gemara now understands that everybody agrees that a Sofek Nazir doesn't bring a carbon. Even if you hold that Sofek is like Vadai, it's only regarding Giluach, regarding shaving. Regarding a carbon, is for sure not like a Vadai. So says Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah equates it. It says if he's not chayov on Bias Migdosh, he doesn't have to bring a carbon, so then he doesn't have to shave. So because he doesn't have to bring a carbon, he doesn't have to shave as well. Says the Gemara, Hai Dino Sofik, when the Mishnah speaks about Sofik Nazir, that he has to go to Chumro, which Sofik Nazir we're talking about? Rabbi Yochanan Omar, we're using Yusuf Rab Chaim, Ayin De'ocho, the case we're talking about right now. Sofek Nozir, Rishus Ayochit, Kurita Birchir, he's not like Vadai, he has a din of a Sofek, and all the halachas of Sofek Nozir apply to him. Rabbi Shai Rabba Omar, no, Roisha de Pirko. Meaning, according to Roshayo, if he's a Sofek Nozir, we consider it to be a Vadai Nozir. In our case, Sofek Nozir, Rishus Ayochit. So when do we have the din of Sofek Nozir, which is mentioned in Meseches Nozir? It's talking about Roisha de Pirko, is mentioned in Meseches Nozir, beginning of Perek Ches. That's brought there a case that someone came to tune his ear and he said one of you became Tomei, but I don't know which one. And that is not considered to be like a Sofek Tumo Rishus Ayochit, because here at least one of them is not Tomei at all. So it's not considered to be the same level of Sofek. Continues the Gemara and says, Yochit Shinno B'Sofek Rishus Ayochit B'Pesach. What happens if he came Sofek Rishus Ayochit on Pesach? Rabbi Shari Rabbo Amar Yidoch L'Pesach Sheinim. Shari Rabbo L'Shitoso holds Sofek is like Vadai. He's Tomei, he can't do Pesach Rishon. He's going to be pushed out of Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Mishachim Oiso, Yilderech Choyker. Rabbi Yochanan says you have to send him away to a faraway place, to a place where he can do Pesach, because if not, he will have a problem, because it's only a suffix, so maybe he's obligated to do Pesach. Ve'asio kai demar, Rabbi Yochanan says similar to Rabbi Yochanan says on something else, Nito metuos beisapras, so we keep tome in a suffix tumo. Beisapras is a tome, tumo only with the Rabbanon, because we're not sure he's tome, and really he should be tar. So Meshachim Oitzu Derech Choyka, we send him away Derech Choyka because Midoraisa is not considered to be Tomei. So also here, Besofek is not considered to be for sure Tomei, so we send him to Derech Choyka. Continues the Gemara, what about Tzibur Shrindu HaBesofek Rishus Ayochit HaPesach? If you have a Tzibur, they have a Sofek to Rishus Ayochit. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Yasub Esveikon. They'll make it Misofek, they'll make it Koran Pesach. Why? Because if they're not Tomei, so of course they have to do the Pesach Rishon. And if they are Tomei, they're Tzibur, Tzibur does Betumah. But they have to be careful not to become Tomei. They continue acting misofek, not to become Tomei, because maybe they're not Tomei. Rabbi Shari Rabba Omar Yasu Betumo. Rabbi Shari Rabba says that because Sofek Tomei is like Vadai Tomei, they could do Betumo. And the Gemara understands means they can actually be Metame themselves. Says the Gemara, no. After Rabbi Shari Moide Sheyasu Besveikon. Also, Rabbi Shari will agree with Rabbi Yochanan in this case, they have to be careful not to become more Tomei. Rabbi Shaya is only going L'chumra to say that Sofek Tomei is considered to be Vadai Tomei. But they tell him that they can become a Talmud in themselves that he does not say. Sigma Rabbi Yochanan Mishra Abnoyo Yisrael Orel Mazin Olov. You could do a zon Yisrael Orlo. Right? Reb Chaim brings two explanations. Either he means is, after he took out the Orlo, he doesn't have to wait 7 days, as he still hold when he's a ger. Or it means even when he still has an Orlo, you could do hazoyo, you could sprinkle him to make him tar. Because when Amisul came from the out of the Midbar, went into Eretz Yisrael, they did hazoyo when they were a Reilim. That's according to that they did Milo on the 11th day of Nisan. Because they came up from the Yarden, when they went into Eretz Yisrael, it was the 10th of Nisan. And the next day, they'd be smiled according to this mandom. Now, if you want to do a zoyo of Shlishi Vishvi, you have to do the sprinkling of the Mechatos on the 3rd and 7th day, you must do the first day, the first hazoyo, on the 10th of Nisan, because that will be the 3rd day, and then the 7th day will be the 14th of Nisan. So that's a yoytze. If they did the bismillah only the 11th, they did the hazoyo before the bris. So you see from here either that you could do a zoyo when someone has an orel, or that when someone takes out the bris, he doesn't have to wait 7 days. That says they did bismillah the day they went out from the Yarden on the 10th day. Like you blew a zoyo railing. Not necessarily got a zoyo as a railing. Because it could be they did the bismillah first, then they did the first sprinkling on the 10th day itself. And the 7th day they did, which was the 14th, they did this the second sprinkling. But it says, yeah, but still, they had to count 7 days. And they started counting the 7 days when they're still railing. If you can start counting when you're oral, you also can do the hazoya when you're oral. That's what our avon is coming to take away this question. Even according to Mandama, did the bismil on the 10th, you still have a rayo that you can do a hazoya on oral. And according to the first pshat of Reb Chaim, the answer is simpler. That even if they did the hazoya after they did the bismillah, but you see from here, you don't have to count 7 days after the bismillah, because the bismillah they did the earliest on the 10th, and they really did the Korban Pesach on the 14th. Continues the Gemara Daf Ayin with base of Lozav Shem Chanino, Ma'asevi Koin Orel, Shehizo V'chshur Azoy Yosef. There was a Koin who was Orel, he did hazoyas, and hazoyas were kosher. So being around from here, if an Orel can do the Hazoyas, he also can receive the Hazoyas. So look more, one more thing regarding this. V'tani kena ablozo bin Yaakov oimer istriotus, referring to Goyish soldiers, hayushoim mitzirim b'Yerushalayim, they were the guards of the gates of Yerushalayim, and they became gerim, they converted to Judaism. V'tovlu v'achlu pischem la'erev, and they ate Pesach that evening. So this is a riot to Bichamai, that a ger doesn't have to count 7 days after his bris milah. And with this, we conclude the 8th parak of Masechet Pesachim, Hadron Aloch Perek Ha'isho, Hadron Aloch Perek Ha'isho Be'ezer Hashem. So in the 9th parak of the Masechet. Mishaya Tomei Obedech Rechoiko, someone who was Tomei, or he was far away. Below says, Arishi Lindu Pesach Rishon, and says, Hasheni, he does Pesach Sheni. Shogag Oinenos, below says, Arishon, someone who was Shoigek, or is Onus, he didn't do Pesach Rishon, and says, Hasheni, he could do Pesach Sheni. So why the examples of the Pasuk, someone who's Tomer Derech Choyko, you should say someone who is Shoyge Goyenis, Shehelu Ptuim Minayi Koris, Helu Chayovim Bi Koris. Tomer and Derech Choyko are Potter Minayi Koris. Someone who's Shoyge Goyenis is Chayav Bi Koris. What does it mean is Chayav Bi Koris with Shoyge Goyenis? So this we'll see later in the Perek, that there's a Mandoma that says that someone who's Shoyge Goyenis is Pesach Rishon, and Pesach Sheni, he didn't do it b'mezid, he's going to be Chayav Koris. But someone who was Tomen Pesach Rishon, and then he didn't do Pesach Sheni b'mezid, is not Chayav Koris on that. So according to that, that's a pshat in our Mishnah. But there is a mandama that holds that in all cases, even if he didn't do Pesach Sheni b'mezid, he's not Chayav Koris, if you couldn't do Pesach Rishon. And according to him, what the Mishnah is talking about is someone who doesn't do Pesach Rishon b'mezid, as we'll see in a moment in the Gemara. Zok to Gemara. Tomer lenefesh, ein li'ela tomer lenefesh. The pasuk says someone who's tomer doesn't do Pesach. So that's only tomer. Someone who's not tomer, who's anusim or shoygim, he was oynes, he couldn't do Pesach. He was shoygeg. Minayin, how do we know that? Tomer lemer ish ish ribo. It says ish twice to be rabbi that. It says imo'at kedoni k'rabbi kiva. That's going to quote k'rabbi kiva. The darshan's a double lashon. K'rabbi shmuel, what about k'rabbi shmuel? The whole dibur toyer k'lashon ni'odom. Sometimes the toyer doubles the lashon. The two examples the Pasuk brings, someone who's Tomei, someone who's Derech Choyko, what is the common denominator between the two? The common thing is that they could do Pesach Rishon, they did Pesach Sheni. Afani Arbe Anusim or Shogigim, so you say also someone who's only a Shogig, Shlosu, Sarishon, Yasu, Sheni, so you learn from here they could do Pesach Sheni. Something more amazing, Minayin. What about someone who didn't do Pesach Rishon, amazing? Can you do Pesach Sheni? The word Vel Ish is coming to Rabbi, someone who didn't do amazing, he could do Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara, Anan Tani is Shogag Oninas, but in our Mishnah it says Shogig Oinos, not Mezit. Tani Rabbi Chiyo, Shogig Oninas, who Hezit. You have to correct the Mishnah and Mezit to the list. Oma Rabbi Yoyso, Mastiso, Omer Ken, you see from our Mishnah. Sheilu Ptur Minei Koros, Veilu Chayovim Bei Koros, because the end of the Mishnah says that they are Chayav Koros. Who's Chayav Koros? Maista Chayav Bei Koros, Loi Mezit? Who the only one who's Chayav Koros is someone who's Mezit. So that's why he mentioned the Mishnah, because he holds that someone who was Shogeg or Onos in Pesach Rishon is not Chayav Koros in Pesach Sheni. So the only one who's Chayav Koros if he didn't do Pesach Sheni is Mezit. So that's what the Mishnah says. All the other ones on the list, if they don't do Pesach Rishon and they didn't do Pesach Sheni with Mezit, they're not Chayav Koros. But Mezit, he didn't do Pesach Rishon, if he didn't do Pesach Sheni as well with Mezit, is Chayav Koros. Continues the Gemara, Tomel Nefesh, Ainli Tomel Nefesh. That's Dafka Tomel Meis. Tomel Zivo, Tomel Tzeras, Minai, and other tumors that they have to wait 7 days. How do you know they can't do Pesach Rishon and do Pesach Sheni? Tomel Loimar, Tomel Ribo. It says Tomel and includes all the Tumim. So if so, Ma Tomel Loimar, Tomel Nefesh, why it says Tomel Nefesh? Ela Ish Tomel Nefesh, Nitcha Pesach Sheni, Bein Tzipu Tomel Nefesh, Nitcha Pesach Sheni. If it's a Tumim Meis, so the individual will push to Pesach Sheni, but the tzibur will be not. But in the case of Tomei Zivah, Tomei Tzeras, then even the tzibur nitchin lePesach Sheni will be pushed to Pesach Sheni, even if there is a tzibur. Tumas of Avodah Zarah, also Tomei Zivah and Tomei Tzeras, if there's a Tumas of Avodah Zarah, meaning that the tzibur did Avodah Zarah, they have a din like Tomei Meis and Tomei Tzeras, they push to Pesach Sheni, and the reason is because it's only Midei Rabbanan. Continues the Gemara Davayin Vav Amud Aleph, Nitan Yisrael Liv Nois Pesach Bechira, meaning between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, Beis Hamikdash was built. Should they do Pesach Sheni or not? Yochid Oy Se Pesach Sheni, individual could do Pesach Sheni. Fein Tzibur Oy Se Pesach Sheni, but not the Tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda Oy Me Tzibur Oy Se Pesach Sheni. The Tzibur will do Pesach Sheni as well. Shekem Atzir Bechizkio Shos Se Pesach Sheni. Because we found in Bechizkio that when Hamiso was Tomer, they did Pesach Sheni. Hado Dechtiv, this is the Pasuk, Kim Marbi Sohom Rabas Yefraim Umenashe. And the Pasuk goes on to say they were not Tor from Tumas of Redezoro, and they did Pesach Sheni. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Ayin Hei.